News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yeah, plenty of reasons to be in love today with the weather out there. It is going to be another scorcher and the weekend is set fine, apparently, until Sunday. And tomorrow afternoon, thousands of Kerry fans and a few from Cavan as well will flock to Fitzgerald Stadium, very close to where we are at the moment. Probably the most picturesque county stadium in the country, to watch the Kingdom's final home championship game of the year. We'll get to that game in a second, but first off, to discuss the county's long-standing affection for Gaelic football, we are joined by two All-Ireland winning captains, Darren O'Sullivan and Mickey Ned O'Sullivan. Lads, you're very welcome here. Seven All-Ireland medals between the three of us. I think it's not a bad haul. Unfortunately, I have none. You have seven between the two of you. Mickey Ned, can I start with you first? Yeah, you captained the Kerry team to victory in 1975. What is it about Kerry and Gaelic football? When you think of the county, you immediately associate it with Gaelic football. Why is that?
Well, I suppose the facts speak for itself that since 1903... Kerry have won, on average, three All-Ireland finals every decade.
Yeah.
And that has had a profound effect on, we'll say, the social fabric of the community. And each generation has provided great role models for the next generation. And Gaelic football is very much part of the sense of place and the pride of place as a result. And it has added to the confidence then of players. I remember meeting John B. Cain once, and he said, you know, the Kerry footballer with the inferiority complex, he felt that he was just as good as those from every other county. That is the effect of tradition.
That's the inferiority complex. Yes. He's only as good as everybody else.
Yes, and that is the effect of tradition,
yeah,
positivity and confidence.
Yeah. Darren, I think I'm right in saying you were born in London, were you? Yeah. So did you come back? Do you remember coming back to, or maybe were you too young? Did you immediately realise the importance of football when you came back to Kerry, when the family came back to Kerry?
Yeah, I'm actually glad you asked me this question and not the one for you asked Mickey, because I don't think anyone would put it better than that.
No.
I came back when I was 12.
So you were, yeah. Yeah. No, I know you played a bit in London, didn't you?
Yeah, I played with Tyrconnell Gaels at Donegal Club over in London, so I was well used to it. But I think Mickey probably hit the nail on the head there, that just past generations and Kerry golden years and seeing stories like that. And there is something about putting on the Kerry jersey and constantly looking back to the great players that went before you. So every time I was handed a jersey, I'd look at the number and you just keep rolling off the legend of the game, who would have worn it
Mikey
before
G,
you.
He wore that jersey.
Yeah.
Does that bring a pressure as a Kerry footballer?
Oh, 100%.
There's no escape, you know. I'm from Loud. The Loud team are going very well at the moment, but I'm guessing the Loud players, if they go into Dundalk or into Drogheda, not everybody is. But here, I mean, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, but the great thing about Kerry is, no matter how good you think you are, there's always someone with more medals than you. And we only have to walk up the street in Clarny and you're going to meet a few. So, I think it's always good to be chasing something or chasing someone. That kind of keeps the hunger going. I think that pressure as well that you feel when you put on the jersey as well, it stops you ever becoming too big for your boots or too lax. It keeps driving you on for more and more.
You're only minding that jersey.
That's what it is. You're only minding the jersey. Yeah. You're lucky to be there. And for as long as you're there, you have to put everything in.
Mickey Ned, we'll talk about the match in a moment, but is it just as good as ever at lower level? Is there lots of kids coming through? Is football as strong as ever?
The biggest problem, even in Kerry, is in school now, all the kids are exposed to all the games through physical education. There are, in every community in Kerry now, there's soccer clubs, there's hurling, there's basketball, a bit of rugby. You have to compete. The GA now has got to compete. It won't have the monopoly anymore.
Right.
It has got to address this. This is a fact of life. Everybody is not going to be a Gaelic footballer. And everybody plays according to what they enjoy and their ability. When we were growing up, you played Gaelic football or you did nothing.
Yeah.
Now, it's going to change, and it's going to be more difficult for Kerry to have the three All-Irelands every decade going forward.
Well, let's talk about whether you might add an All-Ireland this year. Let's talk about the match against Cavan. It's hard to see any other outcome, Darren, other than a Kerry win tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I suppose Cavan have done really well to get here, and Kerry probably, and like all supporters and maybe players, management weren't expecting to have a game this weekend.
No.
They do. Disappointing result last weekend, but there's nothing better than after disappointment having a chance to hopefully right them wrongs this weekend. I'd expect to see a big reaction from the Kerry lads. There's a good few of them back from injury this weekend. So,
Paddy Clifford on the bench, I think I heard. That'll be it. That's a big
boost. Paddy's on the bench. Shawnee's back. Dermot O'Connor's a big boost back. And there's a few fellas coming in. Sean O'Brien from Beaufort's getting a good opportunity. So it's a chance for a couple of new lads to put their hand up and stake a claim for a place as well.
Okay, and Mickey Ned, any concerns maybe that the Kerry haven't really faced top of that? I don't think they haven't played a Division One team yet.
I'd be concerned because normally in a championship, you peak and you trough.
Yeah.
Kerry have been troughing because they haven't played a Division One team. Now, Cavan, on the other hand, have been with three Division One teams. Yeah. They beat one of them.
Yeah.
And they also are a Division Two team. Finished the National League on the same points as Meath.
Okay, who are going very well.
Who beat Kerry by 9 points a week ago.
Yeah.
So it was a big humiliation for the Kerry players last weekend. There's been a lot of soul searching in the camp, obviously, during the week. This will bring back an intensity and a hunger that we haven't seen, together with the leaders, Shawnee Shea, Dermot O'Connor, and Bruno Begley in the middle third. This will make a big difference.
Okay, we'll watch with interest. Thanks to both of you for coming into us, Mickey Ned O'Sullivan, Darren O'Sullivan. Both of them look like they could still go out and play for Kerry. They look that fit. So thanks to both of you for coming into us this morning, lads.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.